Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear exiles, living far from home in a foreign land, defeated political leaders and displaced religious leaders. Dear rulers and priests, I've warned and exhorted to do better to avoid this disaster which has come to pass. Here is God's word to you now that the worst has happened. The first reading today is a letter written by the prophet Jeremiah to the exiles of Judah in Babylon. It must have taken everything in him not to start with, "I told you so." If you'd listened to me, this never would have happened. But he doesn't say that. Instead, he offers a message from God which is both difficult and filled with hope and promise. Now that you are in Babylon, Jeremiah tells them, you need to settle in because you will be there for a while. Build homes, marry and have children, invest in life. God has not forgotten you. God will bring you home, but not soon, not for generations. So now your work in a hostile foreign place far from home is to engage in the work of life and love and community. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you, God says, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. The word that's translated here as welfare is the word shalom. It is a word full of meaning without a good English equivalent. We usually translate shalom as peace, but it means something fuller, peace and well-being and wholeness, a sense of completeness in life. And God says that that is God's wish for the Israelites, even in exile, as well as for the community in Babylon where they are living. The shalom of the exiles is now bound to the shalom of their new community. The work of the exiles now is to continue to live as God's shalom people, even in a foreign place, among those who are their enemies. The people of Judah had turned their back on God's blessing, and now they are living the consequences. But God has not given them up. Surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And it's a plural you. God has plans for all y'all, the whole community of exiles. God says, I have plans for your welfare, your shalom, your hope. Even now, even in exile, even in suffering, if you seek me, you will find me. I will be with you as you give yourselves to new life and love and community in the faraway land where you now dwell. It's a gutsy letter for Jeremiah to write to the elders of Judah who are in exile. He has never been their favorite person in all the years that he called out their unfaithfulness and warned them of the consequences God would bring. And even as he writes, he knows that there are other prophets who are saying just what the people want to hear. Don't worry, they say. This will pass. Everything will be okay. We'll go home soon. Don't look at that man behind the curtain. But Jeremiah has never shied away from the truth. And now that the worst has happened, Jeremiah has a new truth to offer. The exile will be long. The struggle won't be easy. But even in the struggle, even in the grief, there is promise and hope. Because that is the truth of our God, the God of shalom and love and promise. Jeremiah offers the elders in exile because the ones who were sent into exile were the educated, the rulers, the priests, the intellectual elite. And Jeremiah offers them a different vision than either the hopelessness of despair or the too simple hope of a quick, happy ending. He offers a vision of community, of work and commitment to a common good, which will bring shalom to the Israelites in exile, even as it brings shalom to their new home. Because remember, it has always been God's plan that the ones God has chosen and blessed will serve as a blessing to the whole world. Last Saturday, I attended the Lutheran Advocacy Ministry New Mexico Fall Conference with a number of you. We always have good speakers at these conferences, speakers who can explain the issues at stake for the people of New Mexico, speakers who inspire with their commitment to serve in our community. But this year, it was over the top. It was amazing. This year, two of our speakers made reference to renowned Old Testament professor Walter Brueggemann and his writing about the prophetic imagination. I'll tell you, that's not what I expected when Senator Silva from Las Cruces area was speaking, that she would start doing theology with us, but she dug right in. Brueggemann defined a prophet as one who intentionally nourishes a perspective different than the dominant culture, lifting up the parts of culture which are contrary to God's will and vision. The prophet imagines and offers an alternative way of living, a way which encompasses God's shalom for the community. Such a prophetic imagination is an imagination we need right now. Like Jeremiah, we need to see and speak words against the political leaders who personify callous indifference to suffering. Leaders who encourage racial profiling and turn a blind eye to illegal detention of legal immigrants and citizens of our country. We are not in exile, and let me be very clear that I do not in any way say that what is happening now is a consequence of anything other than our own poor choices. But there are days I feel like an exile in my own country. The speed with which so many protections and compassionate structures have been dismantled has been shocking. In the midst of grief and anxiety, I need to be drawn in by a prophetic imagination such as that of Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah remind me and all of us here that our work as God's people is still the same. The work of building, planting, and harvesting, the work of creating community and caring for all God's people, the work of nurturing the common good. One of the speakers last weekend was Representative Angel Charlie. She is a member of Laguna Pueblo, and her district includes the Laguna Pueblo and the city of Gallup. She spoke of justice as rooted in her indigenous perspective as a matter of balance. She raised the question, why is there an imbalance such that some people have more than they need and others don't have enough? Did any of you hear when Billie Eilish, the musician, said to the whole group of billionaires, why are there billionaires? To bring justice, Representative Charlie said, means moving from a place of charity. I have more, so I will share what I have with you. To a place of balance, of right relationship where all have what they need. To me, that sounds like prophetic imagination. To question the imbalance, the injustice in the status quo. To dare to imagine and speak a different vision of justice and safety, food and health care, and adequate housing for everyone. Jeremiah said, in the midst of your difficult situation, as strangers in a strange land, seek the shalom of the city where you live, for your shalom is connected to their shalom. That is the prophetic vision for us as well. In our culture that thrives on individualism and getting ahead, we are called to seek balance and justice, to work for shalom for all the neighbors in our city and state, in our nation and world. We can't change it all, but we can make a difference in our little way, in our place, as God's beloved and chosen people. And God promises that through the work, through the seeking and hoping and praying, God will be with us and give us peace. Thanks be to God. Amen.